more questions?
Going against Pittsburgh, kind of the ideal challenge, maybe not ideal, but a challenge you like to have after a performance like that?
Pittsburgh's a really good football team. They perennially are very, very good. They've got a great quarterback, great runner, great receiver. The defense played really well last week with 7 sacks, so it'll be a tough environment for us to go into. Should be fun.
Like, how's Antonio Brown grown since you were in the division facing him?
He's pretty much the same guy. I mean, he's amazing. Gets open, finds ways to get open, tough. Gets the ball in space. He's tough to tackle. He's a big play waiting to happen.
What are the challenges the offensive line faces with what Pittsburgh does specifically?
Well, they're a different type of crew. They're thicker, more powerful kind of guys. So that's a little bit of an issue. Obviously, the scheme change is different. They've got a lot of fire zones, zone blitzes, and things like that. So those are all issues that we're going to have to get acclimated to in a hurry.
Blake, was there a player moment that stood out that Elflein looked like a veteran? As you're looking back at the film, where you looked like a veteran, not just a rookie?
No, you know what, Mark? All I'm doing is thinking about Pittsburgh. We're done with that last game.
Just talk about what makes him. Typically, guys drafted third or lower, they end up taking some development time. What is it about him?
He's smart and tough. He played in a lot of big games, college. So I think all that stuff, and he's done a great job since he's been here.
Mike, when you hired Pat last year, obviously it was just as a tight ends coach. But what on his resume kind of stood out to you that you liked the most?
I had gone against him in the past, and he's head coach in Cleveland, and I thought he did a good job when he's at Philadelphia. So
talk about Tony Sparano and what stood out for him. I know he's been a head coach, but what sold you on him being the guy to be your offensive line coordinator?
Well, I used to be with Tony in Dallas, and he did a great job there with the offensive line. I know the type of person that he is, how hard a worker he is, his personality, and I just felt like it was a good fit.
You've had a lot of battles with Mike Tomlin over the years. What's the distinguishing quality of his teams over the last 10 years?
Well, they win, number one. They're physical, they're tough, they play physical, aggressive defense, and they've always been able to be really physical and often in the running game as well. The physicality, they've got huge guys up front in the offensive line, and then they have especially with Roethlisberger, he's always been able to take those shots down the field and scramble and move around in the pocket and hold the ball. He's a tough guy that is going to stand in there and take your shots.
For where Tremaine Brock's at in the second week here, and if he'll be ready Sunday?
I don't know. We haven't practiced yet this week, so I don't know.
Is it just time that's holding him back?
Well, I mean, you got to get on the field. I got to see it.
You look at Le'Veon in that first game. Do you think it was just a matter of him kind of getting his feet under him, or is there anything that you saw that accounted for his production?
No, I think Cleveland did a good job as far as attacking them, a lot of different looks, and he's probably starting to get his timing down a little bit. I don't know.
What worked for shutting down the run against New Orleans that can also work against Pittsburgh and their good offensive line?
Playing right gaps, winning one-on-one blocks, it's not magic. Just doing what we're supposed to do.
What kind of edge can you get having knowledge of playing somebody twice a year as opposed to just playing them once every 5 years or 3 years?
I don't know. I haven't played them in a long time. But they probably have a bigger edge. They play Cincinnati's defense every year, twice a year. So I think they probably have an edge that way. But I don't know. We, you know, I a lot of their guys, I know their personnel, they've been there for a while, but that's about it. Good? Everybody's hot.